There's a battle here, a battle brewing between the Federal Labor Party and the country's largest, most powerful union, the CFMEU. Anthony Albanese, he has demanded that CFMEU boss in Victoria, John Setka, be expelled from the party over alleged comments suggesting that domestic violence campaigner Rosie Batty's work had taken away the rights of men. Mr. Setka, to complicate matters, is simultaneously facing charges that he used a carrier service to threaten and harass a woman. His lawyer has indicated that he will be pleading guilty to that. But tonight he's digging in on the Rosie Batty matter, refusing to stand down and blaming ALP dirty tricks for the whole saga. We'll hear from Rosie Batty in a moment. But Phil Khoury joins us first. He's Chief Political Correspondent for the Australian Financial Review. Phil, welcome.
Hi, John.
G'day. You've written today that what we're effectively seeing here is Anthony Albanese stamping his authority on the party. Is this a fight that he sees value in having early and having strongly?
I think clearly you can assume that from his actions and his words. I mean, John Setka is, you know, this is not the first time he's been in the news for saying controversial or offensive things, and there's been calls in the past to, you know, boot him out of the ALP, and, you know, very different set of circumstances. Bill Shorten would not do that. Shorten would condemn or disagree with what Setka had said in the past, but then it would just be allowed to pass ultimately, and we'd move on. Albanese, I think, he's making a statement that he's not Bill Shorten. I mean, it reminds me a bit of Kevin Rudd back in 07. Remember the fellow from Western Australia, the CFMEU, Joe McDonald, that sort of the other central casting bother boy.
He was a bit sweary, as I recall.
Yes, and with the braces and so forth, and Rudd booted him out of the Labor Party. And Rudd, like Albanese, is not a creature of the union movement. And this is an opportunity, if you like, to just display that. I mean, Albanese is very Labor. He's Labor to his bootstraps, more so than you'd say of Rudd. But he's a bit unique in so far. You wouldn't really call him a union guy. I think he's roughly got an association with the AMWU, as you have to in the Labor Party, but in name only. So, yes, one authority, John. B, different sort of culture.
Are you surprised that John Setka is digging in as resolutely as he is?
Look, no, and I'm like you, me, and everyone else. You know, we're not completely sure of the facts. I mean, I do know that Albanese. This was first reported. These alleged comments about Rosie Batty were reported Wednesday or Thursday last week in the Age and the Herald. And from what I understand, Albanese took some time to ascertain their veracity before doing what he did today. Mm-hmm. So he, at least in his own mind, is convinced they weren't taken out of context or reported out of context, as Mr. Setka is saying today they were. So that's, you know, that's all I know.
It's a tricky position for both the ALP and for the ACTU, and we'll come to their response in a moment, because John Setka is an elected official of his union. Nobody really has authority to remove him.
Well, he still can stay as the elected official of his union. Labor, Albanese has no power to boot him out of the CFMEU. It's only out of the Labor Party. So, and what I understand, Setka still has the support of the grassroots of the CFMEU in Victoria. So it looks likely he will stay as state secretary unless, you know, something happens and maybe as a result of the court case next week or whatever. But this is what happening today is related only to the Rosie Batty comments. So, he can still stay in the CFMEU, still be the union leader. I mean, I guess what the Prime Minister was alluding to today was, you know, you should just, you know, boot the whole union out of the Labor Party, you know, cease the affiliation with the union. Now, you might find if Setka gets his way, he can be a vengeful character. He might disaffiliate the union
anyway. Take it on himself.
And that would cost Labor quite a lot of money. You know, they tip a lot of money to the ALP, but we've seen it in the past. I think the Electrical Trades Union, you know, years ago, just on and off sort of love affair with Labor. At times I've sided with the Greens and stuff. It gets fairly hairy down there in Victoria. So, unsure. But Albanese's authority, if you like, through the ALP National Executive, is only to expel Setka as a member of the Labor Party. He can't control his membership of the union or his position in it.
Well, I wonder too what ACT boss Sally McManus can do. She's flying back from the ILO conference in Geneva to deal with this, gets back tomorrow. What capacity does an ACTU secretary have to discipline the state secretary of the CFMEU?
Not much. Again, I mean, the ACTU is just the parent body of all the unions. It doesn't, I mean, unless they can bring public pressure to bear, but other than that, I don't think there's any direct mechanism. Yeah, maybe a name and shame campaign or something like that, or a public pressure campaign. But again, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not fully across the Victorian division of the union and who pulls what, but there's a deputy fellow called Reardon who's quite ambitious. But what I understand is he may have the sort of the support amongst the executive and so forth, but amongst the grassroots, it's Setka. And that's everyone I speak to, including our own industrial relations porter, David Marin Guzman, was saying today that Setka will have the numbers to stay on as secretary if he so wishes.
Everybody could sort of dig in for the long haul here. I mean, is there downside risk in this for Anthony Albanese being so strong in his statements, taking that risk of nailing his colours to the mast there?
Look, you know, it's too early to say. I mean, when Kevin Rudd really took on the unions, he made it a virtue rather than, you know, in some cases it was just look at me, I'm not a union type.
Didn't end too happily, Phil, for Kevin.
It didn't. Well, at the end of the day, when he started falling apart, he found out he had no support. What was the saying? His only ally was News Poll, basically. And when that disappeared, you know, he was left exposed. I think Albanese's not like that as such. You know, he's not an anti-union guy. But like Rudd sort of, as I said, you know, made this whole thing about not really being beholden to unions or knowing much about them or caring about them. Albanese's not like that. This is a case, I think, where he's picked a fellow who's been a thorn in Labor's side for a long time and an embarrassment to the party for a long time. Mm. And as he said today in his statement, it wasn't just because of this. My words, not his, but he said something like there's a long history of this sort of thing and this is the final straw. So it's not just for the comments about Miss Batty as such, but that was the tipping point. So again, I think it comes back to where we began. It's a case that's going to be different under me than it was under Bill Shorten, and I'm going to boot this guy.
A small unity ticket with Scott Morrison, perhaps.
Well, Morrison sort of says go further, you know, but that won't happen.
Phil, thanks so much.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Phil Currie, he's chief political correspondent for the Australian Financial Review.